Look, Iran has not been a friend of America for decades now. We look at the history of what Iran has done to put American lives at risk, from the 1979 hostages they took to the bombing of the Beirut embassy, to the USS Cole bombing, to their involvement in 9/11, to October 7th attacks in Israel. I mean, Iran has for decades been chanting death to Americans. So I think it was refreshing, and this was an imminent threat to America, to our country, to Americans, to our homeland, to our military overseas. And I applaud the actions taken by this administration to prioritize that peace through strength part. I am a Navy veteran. I'm a proud Navy wife. I'm a proud Navy mom. I'm also a daughter of a Green Beret who served in Vietnam. I understand that service to country peace and what that looks like. We have an all-volunteer force. We join to serve the military. We don't join the Navy to sit at a pier. We join the Navy to go to sea on a warship and to be tip of the spear and to keep that world peace and to provide the deterrence that's so necessary. So the fact that we took action when our administration perceived there was an imminent threat to the country, I applaud that action.
Like you just said, though, Iran for decades has been chanting death to America. It's not been a friend to America. And one of the core arguments we've heard for those who take the opposing view here is that the justification is just not quite clear, that there's no evidence that Iran posed an imminent threat. Do you believe that Iran did pose an imminent threat to our country?
I absolutely believe Iran posed an imminent threat. As members of Congress, we were briefed yesterday by the Secretary of War, the Secretary of State, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Kane, and the Director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe. And John Ratcliffe especially is privy to that intelligence. I trust that leadership in the administration, no matter which administration, which political party is sitting in the White House. I certainly have to have some level of trust. And I know we have a great intelligence gathering machine. The fact that this administration put its legacy on the line and took that action, it's the right thing to do. It makes our world a safer place. We had to take action, and I support those actions 100%.
Have you seen any further evidence, though, that Iran posed an imminent threat other than the Trump administration saying that it did?
So I have not seen that because I have not read those briefings. John Ratcliffe stood in front of Congress. He had a stack of papers saying, if you'd like a briefing on the more specific intelligence, we can offer that. I look forward to requesting a briefing. I would like to know what that imminent threat was. But I'm assuming we had some type of knowledge that solidified it enough for us to take action. And that's well within the Article 2 powers that the president has. We saw this happen under President Obama in Libya. We saw this happen under President Biden in Yemen. This is not the first time that a president has executed that executive authority.
There's been some confusion in recent days from the White House when it comes to the rationale for joining this conflict or engaging in this conflict. We've heard several reasons from the Trump administration that it was to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon or to stop Iran's development of ballistic missiles, or that it was because Israel had already been planning to strike Iran, like Marco Rubio said. Are you satisfied with the way the White House has been explaining this to the American people?
Yeah, I think we've seen the leadership from this administration, including the Secretary of War and Secretary of State, lay out very clearly the three objectives in this conflict. And number one would be to destroy Iran's ballistic missile capability. Number two is to destroy their Navy, which is causing all kinds of issues at the Strait of Hormuz, that choke point. And number three would be to eliminate their nuclear capacity, which we did some work last summer, and I am thankful for that. But then we quickly realized that they are hiding behind this ballistic missile capability and still continuing to grow their nuclear capability, even though we have tried to negotiate with them. That did not work, and they would not stop. They just want to create nuclear weapons. We know they will use these nuclear weapons on Americans, on our allied partners. So we can't have that. This should not be a long-term conflict. It's, I think, 4 weeks is what I recently read that they were aiming for. I know we are ahead of schedule from what they told us in the members of Congress briefing yesterday.
Given that this has rapidly led to widespread instability in the Middle East, do you have concerns that this could end up turning into yet another open-ended war in the Middle East?
Yeah, right now I don't have a concern that it will be open-ended, again, because we have clear objectives that we are trying to meet. I think our allied partners are more red in now than ever because they have not only attacked American military outposts, but they are also attacking our allied partners in that region. So, of course, they will be engaged. I think all countries benefit when we can get rid of the terrorist regime of Iran and the terrorist proxies that have spread hate and discontent and violence throughout the world. So I certainly look forward to continuing that partnership with our allies, our partnership with Israel, and I think we are stronger together.